Paul's nephew foils the plot. But God interposed to save his servant. Paul's sister's son, hearing of the ambush of the assassins, entered into the castle, and told Paul. Then Paul called one of the centurions unto him, and said, Bring this young man unto the chief captain, for he hath a certain thing to tell him. So he took him, and brought him to the chief captain, and said, Paul the prisoner called me unto him, and prayed me to bring this young man unto thee, who hath something to say unto thee. Claudius Lysias received the youth kindly. What is it that you have to tell me? The youth replied, The Jews have agreed to ask you to bring Paul down to the council tomorrow, as though they were going to inquire somewhat more closely about him. But do not yield to them, for more than 40 of their men lie in ambush for him, having bound themselves by an oath neither to eat nor drink till they have killed him, and now they are ready, waiting for the promise from you. So the tribune dismissed the young man, charging him, Tell no one that you have informed me of this. Lysias called two of the centurions and said, At the third hour of the night get ready 200 soldiers with 70 horsemen and 200 spearmen to go as far as Caesarea. Also provide mounts for Paul to ride and bring him safely to Felix the governor, RSB. No time was to be lost. So the soldiers, according to their instructions, took Paul and brought him by night to Antipatris. RSB. The horsemen went on with the prisoner to Caesarea. The officer in charge delivered his prisoner to Felix, also presenting a letter. Claudius Lysias unto the most excellent governor Felix sendeth greeting. This man was taken of the Jews, and should have been killed of them, then came I with an army, and rescued him, having understood that he was a Roman. And when it was told me how that the Jews laid wait for the man, I sent straightway to thee, and gave commandment to his accusers also to say before thee what they had against him.